The condition of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is being closely watched in Europe. The European Union is part of a group that's been working together in an attempt to find a lasting peace in the Middle East, and European attitudes toward Sharon have changed in recent years. Here's NPR London correspondent Rob Gifford.
When Ariel Sharon was elected Prime Minister of Israel in 2001, opinion in Europe was cautious, if not hostile. Sharon was remembered as the hardline general who led Israel's invasion of Lebanon in 1982 and is blamed for the massacre of Palestinians in the Sabra and Shatila refugee camps there. Many in Europe believed that Sharon's hawkish stance would hinder, not help, the peace process. But yesterday, British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw came probably as close to President Bush's characterization of Sharon as a man of peace as any European politician has ever done.
This man is a man of not only of great political courage, but of astonishing physical courage and resilience as well. The effect he's already had is astonishing, and I think it will be long-lasting wherever it comes to an end.
It would be hard to imagine the foreign secretary of any European country saying that 5 years ago, when Sharon's visit to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem sparked the Second Intifada, or Palestinian uprising. Even now, no continental European politician is likely to go as far as Jack Straw. But George Joffe, a Middle East expert at Cambridge University, says Sharon's willingness to compromise in an effort to achieve peace and to move from the right to a more central political position has brought about a recent sea change in European attitudes.
I think for the first three and a half years, the view did not change. He was seen as being the person responsible for the massacre in Sabra and Shatila in 1982. He was seen as being brutal and a domineering and dominant military figure. But over the last year and a half, in the wake of the proposal for unilateral withdrawal from Gaza, attitudes in Europe have really changed. The European Union in particular has been anxious to espouse his policies and to encourage them as a way forward. And that, I think, is really significant.
In November, Israel agreed that European Union monitors could, for the first time, be deployed in the region, along the border between Gaza and Egypt. Ariel Sharon's stroke also comes at a time when European support, especially financial support, for the Palestinian Authority may have to be reassessed. The more moderate Palestinians, such as the Fatah Party, are forecast to lose ground to more hardline elements like Hamas in Palestinian elections scheduled for later this month. Richard Whitman is a senior fellow at the Royal Institute for International Affairs in London.
What they're facing at the moment is uncertainty on both sides, both obviously the political succession issue, but also on the Palestinian side. Europeans are in a very difficult position because they have made clear that they don't want to do business with Hamas, but it looks as if Hamas is on the way up in electoral terms, which is, means their diplomacy effort, which has been focused on Fatah and the PLL, is now really under some pressure.
Attitudes towards Ariel Sharon may have changed in Europe, but what that means now is that the Europeans, as much as anyone else, are facing a future without Sharon with some trepidation. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Thank you.